The comment period on the proposed Waters of the United States rule ended on Friday, and farm groups made their voices heard. American Farm Bureau policy specialist Dale Moore says they stand firm in their request that EPA ditch the rule, but they're doubtful that will happen.
Now EPA goes back behind the door and do whatever they do, and I'm sure we're going to hear that they're making all kinds of changes to make the rule better, to address some of the concerns that were raised. We're going to be a little bit skeptical based on the fact that they initially told us it was always going to do X, Y, and Z. It's only going to affect 1,300 acres nationwide. But when you look at what they're talking about doing, what they said they've done, how the so-called USDA conservation exemptions will work, all of these things, it's like, you know, their fine print doesn't match their big lettered headlines. It's going to take, I think, legislation to push them back. It may take litigation to push them back, because I see no indication they're going to back off.
Rather than ditching the rule, Chandler Gould with the National Farmers Union says they're just seeking more clarity.
The first thing we told the EPA is that their initial rule was very vague, it was confusing, and I actually think they caused a lot more problems for themselves and shot themselves in the foot before they actually could even get the rule out the gate for comment and notice. And that's what's so important here. You know, define neighboring. Are we neighboring now? Am I neighboring that aisle over there? Am I in Texas, where I'm from, a neighbor's 50 miles away? I mean, you know, what is a tributary? What is a ditch? And so NFU has already filed its comments. We have defined all of those things very specifically, keeping our family farmers in mind to make sure that we do not increase the burden on them, but that also we all want clean water. I mean, nobody is saying let's pollute the water, but how do we do this and bring certainty and clarity? And the first rule did not do that.
National Corn Growers Association CEO Chris Novak says their comments to EPA are that the rule as written is unacceptable, but they're willing to work with them to make it more fair and workable.
We know that farmers are willing to live and work and operate under the Clean Water Act, but they do need to be able to look at the acres in their fields and understand clearly how those acres should be managed and treated. Those types of decisions are open to interpretation. You may have one inspector today, you'll have another inspector tomorrow, and they both could see the same part of the field differently. Farmers can't live with that type of uncertainty. And so what NCGA has said is, we know that there needs to be a rule. We know that we need to clarify how the Clean Water Act should be applied to farmlands, but the rule that has been written is not adequate in terms of giving us the consistency and the certainty that we need.
Like Farm Bureau, Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they doubt the rule will be changed enough to be workable, which means it will need a legislative fix.
We're going to focus on making sure that all the members of Congress, especially these newly elected members, understand what this issue is about, because more than likely Congress is going to have to step in and stop the agency. And so when we have the new Congress starts in January 2015, we're going to go and ask them to step in and actually shut this whole process down.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.